Hello and welcome to the 42nd edition of the Anything Goes Inside podcast. My name is Justin Wise, and I was joined today by Michael Escalante and Zach Haller. Melissa Snakes Bledsoe was missing in action. Anyway, I am right here recording an intro with my sister and a big-time listener, Chelsea Wise. Chelsea, you've been listening to this podcast for, like, way too long, right?
Yes.
Are you... At what point were you just like, I'm not going to listen anymore?
Last week.
Last week?
Last week was it?
You keep telling yourself that every single week, right? Like, this was the last one.
Of course.
Oh, you're so supportive. Thank you, everyone, for being supportive if you're supportive. I know Patrick McDonald and Harold Escalante. This one's for you.
I'm good.
Don't be upset with me. You know I'm not the same if you're mad.
This is how it's going to go when we do a two-hour show.
So this is... Shut up.
No, I won't. It's going to go exactly like this. You're going to say something, he's going to stall. Podcast's going to go in the toilet.
Fuck
That's exactly how it's going to go.
I'm going to be like, Michael, how are you doing today? You're going to be like, yeah, I'm okay. I'm going to be like, oh no. Then it just crashes me. No, anyway, so here's something. Ran out of deodorant this morning.
Oh, good lord.
So had to go to the...
That's not why the Walking Dead.
How did you run out of deodorant?
I used up the last of it on Saturday and Sunday. And then didn't get any.
But don't you know that you're running? I mean, like, I know when I'm, like, close.
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I say, I'm going to go get some more deodorant and then forget.
Interesting.
That's my.
Do you not buy, like, those twofers? Do you buy,
like, those? The two packs.
Yeah, the two packs. Like,
I've never bought a two pack.
A two pack Shakur?
That's where it's at.
You always buy a two pack because it's like, you always have one.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to bring you deodorant tomorrow.
Are you?
What kind of deodorant do you use?
Thank you. I'm an Old Spice kind
of
guy.
Oh, of course you are.
Oh, hold on. You guys are making the assumption... Shut up. You guys are making the assumption that I'm not wearing deodorant today. Oh, nay. I do. I did.
His girlfriend.
I am. So if you notice that I'm smelling particularly nice and pleasant and flowery, that's why.
I just assumed that was your natural smell.
I don't know. Because I was sitting down earlier and Zach came and started giving me a back rub and told me how nice I smelled. And then I was like, oh, you know, I should really tell him about the ladies' deodorant.
Well, I wish I had known that. I would have stopped.
Well, sex...
My subconscious.
I think what, yeah, what you don't know about Zach is that his sex drive is driven by smell. So...
If you smell like pizza,
you, smell
like you will be attacked.
That is majority of people. It's all about the
sense.
You
know what? I don't judge a person by their scent unless it's a bad scent, and then I'll start judging.
If it's no scent or good,
then
either way,
cool.
I'm good.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but as soon as it's bad, the sex is not gonna happen.
But yeah, but I mean, like, if, right. But if there's no scent, to me, it doesn't make a difference. I mean,
I would prefer
a nice scent, but I don't.
But it's not a deal breaker.
No.
So yeah. What is your deodorant of choice?
Me?
Yes.
You strike me as a degree man, am I right?
No, I'm a Gillette guy.
Gillette, the best the man can get.
The best, that's why I get it. usually one of those sports ones, the ones with the little jelly ones.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you use the invisible solid, or the
gel? No, the gel.
Gel all the way.
I like gel.
Ooh,
it doesn't dry fast enough.
No.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't use the gel.
Sometimes it depends on the, like, yeah, there are some days that it annoys me because it doesn't dry like as fast as I like, and then like, I put on my shirt, and then it's like, why is it damp?
Yeah, feel weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I use the invisible solid kind.
That's what I use.
Solid.
I put on a shirt, and it still ends up on the sides. Get the deodorant lines.
I used to use the white.
That's the white. No, that's the white one.
I don't use that anymore because
they
of the
call
lines.
It invisible solid because it's supposed to be invisible when it's on you, but yet.
But yet, all that white shit shows up.
The white shit shows up on your shirt. So
yeah, absolutely. Good. Baloney. I don't know. So I'm wearing women's deodorant. So judge me. Next, you guys are going to get after me about wearing women's underwear. None of your business.
We already assumed that you did.
Do you find it more comfortable?
Do I find women's deodorant more comfortable?
No, underwear.
Oh, women's underwear?
Strong enough for a man.
They're probably nice. I don't know. I have to wear stretchy underwear.
I think it's restrictive.
Yeah, so it would be too tight.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be for me.
Up my ass.
Nope.
No. That's okay. Yeah, I don't know. I was on Reddit and I was looking at this. It was this Ask Reddit thing, and it was super funny. It was what Seinfeld situations would exist in the in an apocalypse, not necessarily a zombie apocalypse, but in the apocalypse.
Soup Nazi.
But he's actually a Nazi. Yeah, he's like some sort of horrible dictator.
Yeah, that doesn't allow you to eat. Yeah, if you want to eat, yeah. I think just overall, there'd be like, I mean,
there'd be so many signs.
Just really quickly, we saw that yesterday. But somebody, you know, always looking at your portions. So yeah, that's kind of a soup Nazi-ish situation.
Whoa! What?
Than just an apocalypse.
What do you mean?
Like, say, if a character on The Walking Dead,
yeah.
Beth was trying to get some food, people would be looking at
Just per se.
And say some, you know, police guy was like, hey, I'm looking at what you're taking. Then that's a similar situation.
Unless you want to do me, and then...
That's the creepiest.
And then you can eat.
Bless you.
Unless you're going to have an appetite after going down on that dude.
Ugh, low appetite.
No.
This is one of the Seinfeld situations in an apocalypse that I saw on Reddit. It was, the last two people alive are Jerry and a woman. They can't repopulate the planet because she has weird earlobes. And so then they even made out like a little scene with George and Jerry. And George would say, Jerry, what's wrong with her? Her earlobes. I just can't do it.
And they said,
You were down to two people, and now you're back to three.
These Reddit folks will contradict themselves.
Oh.
It's the way it is. He's a mutant, George, though, if that makes you feel better.
It does.
Okay.
Because I mean something.
Yeah. Her earlobes, I just can't do it. Jerry, she's gorgeous. She's a gorgeous woman. And then Jerry says, it's the lobes. The lobes. It's a bad lobe. It messes up the lobe-to-ear ratio. It just won't work.
She has man hands.
She has man hands.
Her toothbrush fell in the toilet.
What's that movie? Was it Shallow Hal? Where his best friend... Oh, it was George Costanza. George was his best friend in the movie. And he was in that beautiful...
That was Jason Alexander.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
That beautiful girl wanted to date him. And she had invited him to like a Beatles reunion concert, but he wouldn't... Because one toe was like slightly bigger than the other toe. What is the weird thing that you would not date a woman if they had?
Something like that I'm weird about.
Yeah.
This kind of Kayla doesn't listen to the podcast, so I can say it.
You saying she has this?
Kayla has this like toenail that is like coming off.
I don't know what that's
and it terrifies me.
It's like a short term thing. Could she drop something on?
I'm guessing.
Okay, I need something like more.
But that's
like the earlobe thing.
That's like, whoa. It really freaks me out. I don't like it. What's yours? If she has 15 fingers, I don't know.
She has a penis.
Well, that's gonna do it. Maybe she talks too much about game shows. Like, what if that's a thing?
That'd
Last
be
night
weird.
On the wheel?
No, we're talking about a physical attraction, not
a physical
an addiction
thing?
To TV shows.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What if one arm is longer than the other?
That's already a true story.
Is it?
Yes, there's nothing exactly the same on anybody.
Wow, Zach, way too...
okay, sorry.
Your arm
what
is
if
the same length.
One was
what if one
longer?
Was visibly longer than the other? What if one was visibly longer than the other? Well, they were visibly longer because we had to tell... I know! No. What if one was like a... 2 inches longer than the other. Super specific.
What about an eye patch? That might do it.
I would love you to be a girl with an eye patch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's like a parrot the whole time.
The whole time. I would get her a parrot.
What's awesome. This for? Don't worry about it. Just, you know, just
put it on your shoulder. I bet it'll look cute.
It's digging into my skin. No, keep it there. It's fine.
Here, I have this scarf. If you want to put the... Let's go on a cruise.
Wear this hat.
Wear this?
Where did you get this? I found it in a museum. Don't worry about it. I got it at the end of a Disney ride.
Why do you keep trying to chop off my leg? Chop off peck leg. It's okay.
Zach, what physical attribute would you say?
Facial hair.
If a woman has facial hair?
Yes.
Every woman has facial hair.
Exactly.
That may be true.
Like, how much facial hair?
Like a pirate beard? What are we talking? Get back on pirates. Yeah.
Like, 5 o'clock shadow?
Not even that much.
Not that much?
No.
So...
Just be a little bit.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, I was getting confused. I was saying, like, 5 o'clock shadow is fine.
That's going too far.
That's too far.
If it's long enough to get her a job...
What if she doesn't have... Any hair, but she has one long hair.
Maybe perhaps growing out of a mole.
No, not a mole. Just one stray hair that's like super black and like super thick. But how do you bring that up? Hey, can I?
Does she just not notice it, or does she know it?
She know it, but she doesn't care.
Okay.
She just pluck it while she's sleeping.
Ah, what the hell was that?
It's like her lucky hair or something. She knows about it and she's proud of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not gonna work.
She'll like shampoo it.
Condition it.
Brush it.
Not gonna work for me.
Nice.
Sorry, can't do it.
Really? Nice. Just even the one?
I don't think so.
Wow. What if it was
What if she put a bow on it?
What if she do highlight it? Yeah. What if she put in the little it makes it look nice. No. Just do highlight it.
That sounds really nice.
Can't do it, sorry. No. So
What if she's terminally ill? No.
How do you think like this guy that married that girl that killed herself over the weekend?
Whoa, no, what
happened?
You'll have to fill us in.
Yeah.
This girl moved to Oregon to
be with a guy?
No. To commit, because it's in Oregon or wherever she was at, you can do suicide, I guess, like
professionally done suicide?
Yeah, something like that. But she has cancer. She has, like, brain cancer.
Okay.
But she's 29. And she chose November 1st to be the day that she would die because she didn't want to keep suffering.
Okay.
I'm on board.
So she did all these things on her bucket list, and then she died. How would you feel if you're her husband?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty terrible. I don't know, you know, because if you're watching someone... This podcast just got sad. But if you're watching someone, like, suffer...
But she wasn't...
For years.
Yet suffering. She was getting, like... huge headaches and stuff, but it was going to deteriorate her life. Like, it was going to deteriorate, like, as it went.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. Because I want to say that if it's bothering her enough that she knows what she's doing and she's going to commit suicide, you know, then you just say, okay, well, I mean, obviously it's such a problem with you that you want this. That's fine. I didn't know that in Oregon you can...
I think it's in Oregon.
Or any state. I didn't know that was cool.
Yeah, I didn't know that was cool either.
That's fascinating.
If I was her husband, I think I'd be sad, but...
Hey, single again, baby!
And that's what I, like, do you think that's in the back of your head? Like,
oh yeah, but you have to play the sad card for a little bit.
Yeah, like, I don't know, how long were we married?
And then, I mean, they were probably married maybe like
if women
less,
are listening,
less than a year.
If there are any listeners, they're gone.
How much cred would that get you, you think? Like, because he stuck with her, and he married her. And
he got out.
Huh?
He got out.
Oh,
he
no.
You have to stick with her.
That's what I'm saying.
Bread with the ladies? Oh, yeah. Are you
really?
Kidding me?
That is sickening.
You're going to get a lot of...
It's like the Costanza walking around with the hot model picture. This was my ex-wife.
I get to pull her and fold it.
Oh, yeah.
She died.
We got her soul. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly
it. He got all that cred.
You get some cred. You don't come out and lead with that as your opening line to a lady?
I don't think you even bring it up.
I think you bring it up.
Let her find out on her own.
Went that way to...
But I mean, it was like all over. I don't know how you guys missed it, but it was all over the news. Like it was
I
like
totally
huge.
Missed it. Bummer.
So I'm sure, like I mean, and they kept showing pictures of them together and like of the family. So like, obvious.
How would that make you feel if you're going to kill yourself and now you're on the news and everyone's talking about
it? Well, she wanted to to put out awareness of.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awful.
So, and then the guy is all over those pictures and stuff. I don't know how he was really.
Was he a good looking guy? Or was he just okay.
Let's see if I can find him.
Let's find him. Because I'm not sure about this whole situation.
So it depends if he's a good looking guy?
I don't know. I'm trying to just feel out the situation and just want to know where he's at and how much credit he's going to get. Because now his picture is all out there on the interwebs.
Oh, here we go. Cancel. Brittany Maynard is her name.
Dun, 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 dun. The damn play button is in the middle of her face.
Yeah, she looks pretty.
Oh, yeah, he's getting all kinds of credit.
Okay.
Yep.
That's her. And him.
That is so super sad.
Justin went super sad once he found out she was hot.
He said
super sad with a happy infliction.
That's terrible.
that's just terrible.
This is horrible now. I'm just joking. That really is really sad. I didn't know that.
Girl, you're like, well.
Well.
He gets even more credit. Well, does he get more credit for an ugly girl or a pretty girl?
Do you get more credit for an ugly girl or pretty? If she's pretty, yeah, you're going to get some. Yeah. What? What? No, yeah, really. Seriously. You don't think so?
I think you get more credit for the ugly girl.
No, you don't.
I'm with him.
No, yes. Absolutely not.
Why not? It's easy to you.
Yeah. They're a very good looking couple. I'm really sorry.
It's easier to take yourself away from the less attractive person.
So hold on, what are we talking about? Okay, so if alright, let's make a whole new example. What time is it? If I'm a dude and I have a wife and the wife dies and she was really, really pretty.
Like George Costanza.
Okay. And then other girls find out that she was my wife.
It's easier for you to pick up.
I get more street cred, well, lady cred, or whatever you want to call it, for having a hot, dead wife. Right?
With other hot ladies, yes.
Okay. So, what were you saying? Are we arguing the same thing?
Well, I think hot ladies like it if you... Because, like, George Costanza, again, it sets a precedent that you can hold your ground with a pretty girl.
It's a David Spade theory.
Yeah, because look at him.
Yeah, exactly.
He will only
go with hot girls?
Yes.
Because it attracts other hot girls to him.
Other hot girls will go with him because...
Because of his record of hot girl dating.
There must be, like, if I'm not with David Spade, I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Mentality.
Because obviously he's all with all these hot girls or something like that.
So why am I not there?
The psychology of sexism.
That is what the thing.
Yeah.
I disagree.
I don't know if we should put this podcast up because of how controversial every topic is. Controversial. This is horrible. I've never said so many bad things. Harold, we love you. You need to start writing us and talking and sending us text messages or something.
Into the Anything Goes Inside.
Into the Anything Goes Inside.
What would you like to hear on this podcast, Harold?
Yeah, less we should really find
less
out.
Of us.
What?
He loves snakes.
That's true. Most of us is not here. And it is sad. It's a sad time.
He does ask, is Missy on the podcast?
If it's not, he's not listening.
I'm like, no, he's like, oh, it's you guys.
Alright, skip. Well, if he wants to hear horrible men talk about horrible things.
Alright, I think that's
it. Here we are. Yeah, I think so too. It's about that time. More podcasts to come. I know that seems like a lot, but it's true.
It's funny because it's true.
Exactly. Alright.
Thank you.
Just the tip.